I have a question, and it may sound like an attack on veterans, but it's not. It's just a question. This is one of the many things that popped into my head today, and with a brain my size, if an idea pops into my head and I can remember to write it down or talk about it, that's a plus. Right now, we're not hearing a lot about the disabled veterans, the recently disabled veterans, and the hardships they're going through. Besides the 1,500 plus dead, there are so many thousands, they're telling us, they're blinded or had a limb amputated or somehow lost their sense of self over there. They came back so much different than they were when they left that their wives don't recognize them. So many more divorces and broken families coming out of this by the tens of thousands, maybe. We don't know. That's part of my point. I'm going to make a prediction. Anyone who thinks he might be a good gambler, you got to look at down the road and what could happen. So I want to get something out of the way before it happens. When the recently disabled remain quiet, as I believe they're doing now. See, right now you might see one story a month about some soldiers who have lost limbs or their sight or whatever. And you kind of read it once and you might forward it to a friend and then that's it. The media won't touch it. It's a dead potato. And the families don't seem to want to talk about it. And the media is covering it up. I guess they're thinking they're patriotic. But let's say this war ends in 3 years. It's going to end in the middle of 2008. And all of a sudden at that point, the president of the military, whoever the politicians, the Republicans, are going to stand up and say, do you realize how many tens of thousands of people we have hurting and hurting real, real bad? We got to get behind this. We got to do something. Harump, harump. But it seems to me by the government and the families remaining quiet right now, aren't they to some degree giving up their right to tell us how bad things are 5 years from now? Because the men who will die or lose limbs or their sight or their sense of self between now and the end of the war, they're not being told what they're walking into. The fella comes back from Iraq with, let's say, his legs blown off. He lost both legs over there. And he's going to be quiet. So the next guy signs up and goes over there and loses his legs. Why isn't the fellow who lost legs on television, on the internet, on doing interviews for newspapers, constantly talking about how horrible things are? Either things are horrible or they're not. Don't sit there and remain quiet now and let others go through it if it's as bad as you're going to tell us then. If it's not a problem, if it's a slight adjustment and the family's cool and everybody's fine, then fine. Get on TV and say that. But don't remain silent now. And then when it's over, come forward and say, my life was destroyed 5 years ago. I need X, I need Y. No. If you need something, say so now. Because remaining silent only puts more people in a position you claim is extremely hard to live with or impossible to live with. And if your life is such shit now, don't remain silent while thousands of others walk in behind you. That's not what a good soldier would do. Don't you have any sympathy for the fella fighting behind you? The fella that's going over next year? What about some 15-year-old kid going to turn 18 in 3 years and lose his arms and legs? You speaking out now might save it, 15-year-old kid. He might not be in your position had you not remained silent. And again, this is not an attack on veterans. This is a question. If it's as bad as they're going to tell us later, why don't they bring that up now? Why remain silent so others walk in the meat grinder behind you?